It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 737. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free for 15 days right now by clicking on the link on miketechshow.com. You can also go to instanthousecall.com directly. And remember, use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. The show is also brought to you by Magnusbox. This is your single source for online backups. And I have a little story of how this became very important today for me to use with and tracking clients that are online. So it'll play into this. It is inexpensive. He only sells to partners and resellers. The client works across all platforms. There's a client for Windows, Mac, Linux, whether it's a server operating system, workstation. This is a great program for reliable online backups. You can go to magnusbox.com. If you sign up, you get the demo, you try it out. If you sign up and mention you heard it on the Mike Tech Show, you'll get your first 3 months at half price. The same with Instant House Call. If you sign up, your first 3 months are half price. Go check them out. InstantHouseCall.com, MagnusBox.com. Tonight's show, which I'm starting early, and you will learn why, big, quick, fast-moving storm that was devastating. Moved through my area yesterday, and there's lots of little tech stories and things that are coming out of that, and I'm gonna describe that, including how the storm was presented to me, and then a lot of little things that we've been working on right now. Some work that I did last night for case management software migration that we're doing some testing and. We're going to talk about a Wi-Fi extender I need some help on, and a complicated Exchange hosting problem with ShareWeb that I ran into with a client that I'm still working on solving. Then a couple quick emails. So first, I haven't been watching the news, the local weather, okay? And so I didn't realize there was a big storm that was going to come, and I think it was much stronger than anyone thought of. The skies were blue, and all of a sudden, looked like it was nighttime yesterday afternoon. I mean, it was dark. It was bad. My son's at a client in Conshohocken. Yes, that is an area. At a doctor's office, because it's Wednesday, and he's closed, and he needs to clone a laptop. This storm, power goes out. Bang. The winds are whipping. Trees blowing. It is looks like the end of the world. Everything that's happening, it was pretty bad. There was a moment, I just got to bring in some levity. Bring the locusts on, okay? So it was so bad. Now, power comes up. I'm like, woohoo, okay, we're going to have power. It's up for about 5 minutes, and then boom, power goes down again. And when that happens, usually it's like, uh-oh, I'm in for a long, long power outage. But no. The power comes back. But my wife goes out front and checks some things. And she's at the windows. And she comes back to me in my office right here. And she has that expression on her face. Something is very, very wrong. She says, I'm afraid to tell you something. I said, what? She says, there's a tree on top of your car. And I'm like, no. It took out my Highlander? No. The good news, after I go out and we were successful in removing, it wasn't a big tree. It was a smaller tree, but very heavy. And it just must have just kind of fell softly on it. Like, it didn't come hard. The big branches, and we're lifting everything off the car. Now, I haven't went out today, but I don't even believe there's a scratch on the car. I can't believe it. I thought my car was totaled. And then we start uncovering everything from it. And then later in the day, a neighbor, I don't own a chainsaw, a neighbor came around as he was helping other neighbors. And he said, can I cut this up for you? He knocked on the door and I said, oh yeah. So he's cutting up everything. And I was like, that was awesome. So now what's happening with clients? The first thing I do, I bring up Synchro, and there's lots of programs. There's lots of systems not showing up. A quick one pane look at all the clients that certainly have servers and then important workstations, they're backed up with Magnusbox. I go into my dashboard and look at the activity, and there is a red mark that will say, that reads offline if they cannot, if Magnusbox cannot read that that system's online. And I got to see quickly who is either without power or their internet's down. Now, we had a double whammy yesterday because not only was there massive power outages and they're still going on, Comcast had a major problem that they're still dealing with. They had a major backbone fiber cut. And a lot of East Coast, not everybody, but there were a lot of major Comcast outages. And I had a couple clients that fell into that category. So now I'm really concerned because my son texts me, the doctor's office lost power and he's in the middle of cloning, but it's a laptop and it's on battery. And it's just the SATA to USB, USB to SATA cable with the SSD. And it was halfway done. And it was able to finish. And then after it finished, power did come back on for him. He was very lucky because he's in Conshohocken. Conshohocken today is still without power. There are many businesses, gas stations, streetlights. There, I'm shocked I have power. I just jinxed it. I will get punished for saying this. I really am very fortunate that I have power. My car was okay. The house is okay. But it was a strong reminder that I got to get a tree company out to my place is surrounded by trees that are going to come down. And I don't know if you guys remember a few years ago with Hurricane Sandy, two big 100-foot trees in my front yard went one direction and literally blocked the driveway of my neighbor. If they fell any other direction, it would have been devastation. They fell. The only possible way to not cause injury to someone. Very interesting. Those two literally 100-foot trees in my front yard years ago, gone. Now that took a major tree company to come by and saw that up. That was $1,000 bill. All right. That's the thing that goes through my mind, all the costs. So let's start summarizing what's going on. I live near a city or a township called Fort Washington. And as a matter of fact, that's where we held the 500th show meetup in Fort Washington. Five clients with no power. Only one now has power. And I don't know how he got power. And my son went over there because we got the call. There's power, but their peer server was having trouble. Here was the trouble. CMOS battery went. It couldn't find the hard drive. It needed to go through the setup and then go through logging in. And we had to set the date and time. Now, a quick way to set the date and time on Windows 10, you go to the date and time area and you just turn on and off to set the time automatically and it will reset. But we know we got to come back there with a CMOS battery because the CMOS battery is bad. As a matter of fact, we have them, but my son didn't have one on him. So that's something that's got to add that to his trunk for his tool trunk for his vehicle. So I was able to test. I logged in because they have a QuickBooks database manager running on the Pure server. So I had to make sure that ran the scan from that from the QuickBooks utility. They're fine. I can see everything in Synchro. I can see everything in Instant House Call. And Magnus Box is happy. So all of our programs are happy. And that's up. But I still have four clients without power that don't know what's going to happen tomorrow and the next day. I'm hearing from PECO, the local electric company, that they're being told tomorrow night. So they're going to be down all day tomorrow again. So we're 2.5 days. Now, these companies are predominantly working from home, but they don't have remote access to the network. And the server, they are dependent on files on the server. So I already know the one client we have to move, actually multiple clients. We got to make sure that we move to the Business OneDrive or some other service in the cloud for file sharing. My one client who's a financial advisor is 100% cloud-based. They're missing nothing. With that office being down, they are all up and running with no issues. All of their financial software is cloud-based. Their email is hosted at Smarsh. They are OneDrive business for any shared files. I think they use e-file cabinet for all of the files for clients. They're set. But a property management company is one. A company that audits banks, they're still tethered to a server. So I got clients still tethered to physical servers that I know we're going to have the discussion. We got to move all this stuff to the cloud. There's no choice. You have to. And this is another big lesson. So I know next week my work's cut out for me. We're going to be planning with that with the owners. And if they don't bring that up to me, trust me, that's a phone call to the owners to start thinking. So now my biggest law firm client that's in Center City, Philadelphia, they need to get their case management software. We thought we were going to wait until after everything was done and they were back in the office. They cannot wait for that. So last night, I had to stop the Needles database, SQL Anywhere 11, I think it's using. I stopped the services and I had to zip up their database, the log files and reports. I haven't heard from Needles yet. And I had a private FTP site to log in. I zipped everything up and I uploaded that last night for them to test for the cloud-based version. It is the last application tethered to their office. So we can't wait until they're back in the office. So we're expediting that. And I'm working directly with the software company. And after they run their tests, they're going to get back to us if there's any changes or something I have to make. And they are on a real server with Active Directory. As a matter of fact, I got to get them off that because it'll be expiring soon. They're Small Business Server 2011, which was the last SBS server that was released. So I have that happening, and I will keep you posted. So hopefully that should go fine. I really hope. Day before, a client, as a matter of fact, one of my clients in Tampa, Florida, calls me and I set him up with two separate Exchange hosted accounts on Sherweb. So let's say we have his Google Apps was A and we set the domain, we migrated everything. But what we did, we had to set what the potential new domain for a new merger that is happening with, he's a very small organization and there's another organization that they're merging, and the new domain name they picked, and we set up email for him on Sherweb. Now on Sherweb, I like to use a second email. So we created B but used A's email as the primary contact email for billing and logging into the portal. See where I'm going here. Then I set up A's email with the login of B. Hope everybody's with me. He now wants to close down B because they decided on a different name, and their local IT guy in Texas, who's old school, wants to have the will not allow it. And I don't know why he's in such control, because he's not part of the company. He wants the physical exchange server. So he's going to have that hosted at that company. And since this is a merger, my client has to listen to the Texas client. So he says, Mike, I want to shut that down. I went to log in and I was like, uh-oh, ruh-roh. The A account is used for B and B is used for A. If I shut down B, he can't log into A anymore. And we got to change the contact info. This gets very hairy. So I'm in the middle. I have an open ticket with SureWeb. It's easy to change the main email that you want all information to go to, but that login, you can't change. Only SureWeb can do it. There's no panel for you to be able to add. Well, I think I can. I got to add, make it primary, and delete another one. I got to make sure. I have not had time to have a physical, you know, a phone conversation with tech support. But once I change that and get A completely independent of B, we can then go to B and say, close the account down. He doesn't need that. I wanted to share that because in my, what I thought my brilliance in setting all this up way back a couple years ago, I thought, wow, this is how we'll do it. You want multiple email accounts for that very reason. I don't want to create a SureWeb account, or for that matter, even an Office 365 account with the Office 365 account that you're trying to set up, because there has to be notifications. There's things. I like to keep it clean with a different email account. Maybe I'm wrong. And I'm going to hear a lot of feedback from everybody out there saying, Mike, that's not the way you do it. You should do this. And I want to hear from you. But I've been doing this for years and years and years. And now it's caught up with me. I never dreamed that he's going to want to delete this. And then the problem that this has basically thrust upon us, it's a little problem. I'll solve it. I'll get this worked out. But I wanted to share that with you because I made a note of it, because it's something I'm working on this week. Got a couple more things before we get to email. I have a client that has multiple ASUS routers. They're all access points in an air mesh environment in a very large house. The one ASUS router is near something that I didn't hook up, but inherited years ago. There's this very expensive Hawking Wi-Fi extender that goes, that there's this huge directional arm that's up in the ceiling of this one area that points to an area in this huge garden that we want the guest network to be broadcast. And he says, I had this hooked up years ago. We don't have it hooked up. So my son was out there and took a lot of pictures. And here is my problem. And I got some things coming in from Amazon, and I don't think I ordered the right adapter. The Hawking device has a male end sticking out that you want to plug in a cable that now needs to, I want to remove one of the antennas from the ASUS router and just plug this right on top. So there's a male end on the ASUS antenna, a male end sticking out of the other end of the Wi-Fi extender. Why can't I find a female-to-female cable Wi-Fi? Why can't I find that? And I've searched. I could use some help with this. If anybody can interject, send me a link. I would greatly appreciate it, because I ordered what I thought was the right adapter and then a cable coming, but the cable coming's male to female. I need to use an old term, a gender mender. If anybody knows that, when you were working with parallel serial cables and you needed to change from male to female or female to male, and you had gender menders. I need a Wi-Fi gender mender. Does that even exist? Even searching for it. I hope I made myself clear and maybe someone can help me. Alaskan, maybe contact your local ham radio groups. That's very interesting. So I appreciate that. One more, printing problems. This week, my son has spent, let's see, if each job was a half hour, I'm thinking, we're talking like 3 hours, six different clients with printing and scanning issues all over, where something happened and shut off and he needed to log in. He was able to fix them all remotely. Now, one of them still open, where they would scan back. This happens all the time on HP multifunction devices, where the scan back to the network folder is failing. And so my son has to download HP Smart and teach them how to launch it from their desktop to do the scanning, and then hope that we're going to be able to fix that. So we have a workaround with two different people that there has to be something in Windows 10 or the Windows 10 updates that happened that has broken scan back to folders. So one of them, I have not had the time. It's got to be a permissions issue. And I'm going to check the server. It's a peer server. So I'm going to log into the peer server where I'm also remoted into the printer admin console via a browser and test trying to get them to work. I think my son fixed the one, but I gotta look at our tickets again and see what we're at, because we got hit with a lot of little work this week. Certainly the power outages are causing a big uptick, and we're going to see UPS batteries go because they were drained if they didn't shut down automatically because this of extended power outage. We had work planned for yesterday afternoon. It was impossible for my son to get out of the neighborhood. When he was leaving the doctor's office, that's in Conshohocken. Now he's heading to Harleysville, and he can't get there. Streets are closed. Trees are down. It was devastating out here in the area. So hopefully things start to get back to normal. Power comes back. Let's get to some email. His first email is from Pete, who is a longtime listener from New Orleans, Louisiana. Mike, I was wondering if you or one of your listeners would have a solution to this issue. I work from home now. I connect to a VPN for work and then use remote desktop to my machine. It is great for the most part. I can see both of my screens just like I was at the office. I can hear things just like I was at my desk. Now the issue. When I am connected to my office computer this way, I cannot connect a microphone to my computer and have it work. When I check my settings for sound, it shows up as remote audio. When I go to the recording tab, guess what? No microphone. No matter what I try, I don't know how to install a microphone to my computer at home that it will work with the one at the office. Having this issue has me going from my home computer to the office computer many times a day for things like Teams, phone calls. Yes, I can get them on my cell, but if the other party wants to share their screens, then I only have the audio. I would love to tell you that I am up to date on all my podcast listening, but I am actually working more now than if I was at the office. I am only behind on 4 of your shows and hope to get caught up by the weekend. Thanks for all you do. Pete, maybe this is too simple of a solution. I had this happen. I'm going to describe a story of one of my attorneys that I helped this week. Why don't you just load Teams on your local computer and run everything from your local computer? Have the VPN connected. Do a split tunneling. So this way you'll be using your local internet for your Teams meeting. And now you got your local camera, your local microphone, Teams, Zoom, whatever you're using is going to work fine. When you need to get files or get something from work, then use the VPN. Am I oversimplifying this? Now, is there a way to get your local microphone working remotely? Don't know. Going to need some help on that. I have a client. One of their employees is a Mac, and he remotes in to his desktop at work and had the problem with Teams and everything that you're dealing with. He has Microsoft Office 365 Business. But when he set up his iMac, he said, nah, I can always just remote into my work. I don't need Office locally. Well, it's a lot easier if Office was local and his email is local for his Exchange hosted email coming down to Outlook on Office 365 on his Mac. I set him up on his Mac, set him up with Zoom. There was only one thing he doesn't have, because this is one of the attorneys that needs the Needles case management. So that Needles add-in cannot work on his local machine because it's not cloud-based yet. And we are getting there. So he was able to now, he's so much happier because he can use his real email at home. I tried to talk him into that, but I don't think he understood until now. He's like, oh, it's a real drag remoting in to get everything. You want to be local as much as possible. And Pete, you already have your VPN connection, so you can grab whatever you need. Why do you now need to have to remote from your workstation at work? Whatever's there, bring to you locally. And maybe, I don't know, you have to upgrade your local machine. I don't know why you don't want to do it all from your local computer at home. So follow up with me. If anybody else knows how to get a remote microphone working, let me know and I'll share it with everyone. Pete, thank you. And thanks for your, I know maybe you're not caught up with everything, but for your dedication, I know you have been listening to me for a very, very long time from the beginning. So, and I really appreciate that. So this is a 15-year listener. An email from Kate, and also a reminder that I have not set up my green screens that are sitting right beside me. And this is a link from Kate, the 8 best online sources for green special effects. And I think that might be the only show note links for tonight. So we actually have a link, and I will make sure that is in the show notes. Kate, thank you so much. The best way for you to show your support for the Mike Tech Show and Tech Vets, Carrie Holzman and myself, is to use our shared Amazon link that's in the show notes of every one of our shows. Whether it's a Tech Vets, whether it's a Mike Tech Show, click on that link before you add anything to your shopping cart. It'll bring you back to Amazon. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back and helps support the shows. We greatly appreciate all of your due diligence in getting to our link and using it. We greatly appreciate that and thank you. And that is the fastest, best way you can show your support. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Don't forget Instant House Call for all your remote needs for your clients, especially now, and especially using the sub accounts so your clients can remote to their offices. Magnus Box. What more can I say? The ultimate solution for online backups. Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro for transferring any of your settings and your data from one operating system to another, from one system to another. We use it all the time. Just had two laptops here this week where one of my clients upgraded from the one to a brand new one that I supplied him with, and he dropped off his old one. I fabbed it over. We take the hard drive out and just do a transfer, plug it in with a SATA USB cable, transfer everything, boom, done. And then had both laptop bags ready. He came to our door masked. I'm masked and gloved when I go to the door. So we don't, you know, we keep the social distancing. That is it. Hopefully next week will be the same time as normal. Same time, same channel. I appreciate everybody staying subscribed and downloading and listening to the show and supporting the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Please stay safe. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.